intro. We are interview. Today we talk with the famous Italian game designer Pietro Polsinelli, English born natural game killer.
Born killer.
Yes. My first question to Pietro is, Pietro, why do you want to talk about Dear Esther, this game?
Because Dear Esther is an adventure without puzzles, and I find this is a great intuition, and the fact that there are no puzzles gives freedom and space for expression, for the atmosphere, the poetry, the story, the literature, all the evocation, all the depth of what actually it's the player that's building all this. It's the game just gives you hints. It's like a good book. Good book doesn't tell you too much. Just give you some hints. Then it's you build a world in your head.
Okay, and a world that you can't destroy.
Yeah, you can.
Because I tried to find some explosive somewhere to destroy anything. There was no nothing.
So you were frustrated?
Yeah, a lot. At the beginning, I thought it was a good adventure, point and click, find and seek the explosive. I could just walk and say, okay, let's walk.
So when you find the boat, you have some hope. I had some suspicion. Maybe the boat.
I spent 1 hour trying to get on that boat.
On the damn boat! It was impossible to climb on the boat. I tried from the sea, from the rocks.
Okay, so you were looking for some enigma, some
I confess, riddle. I confess!
So you're a liar.
Oh yes, I lie all the time.
Why did you like Dear Esther if you know that were no riddles, no logic, enigma, just story?
Well, the story is a beautiful story. It's a beautiful place, and it's, I mean, you know what, while I was looking for the riddles and for the explosives, afterwards I understood that the time I spent was great time. The time I spent there going around and with that wind and the sea and then come back.
Yes, and a lot of
the comeback is beautiful, and there's so many beautiful things. I mean, there you're looking at, but the side effects are better than the game.
Okay, so you did you play the whole story?
Yes, of course, the whole story.
Oh, till the end.
the story
up to the
tower.
The final flight.
Yes, it's beautiful. And
okay, I confess I did finish it.
Yes, me neither,
in fast forward. I went on YouTube and saw the screencast in fast forward mode, but because I discovered there was no puzzles. Okay, very nice, good music, very nice music. Maybe
yes.
Maybe too much.
Maybe. Okay. So okay. So we suggest you all to play DRS on YouTube. This is a disaster.
Okay, we'll make another version with explosive for you.
Yes, okay, so we'll add puzzles, riddles, and explosive in Dear Esther and make it a real game.
And worse music.
And less boring music.
Okay.
So this is all for you.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.